www.thebeatles.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That, again, is SACL, C-A-I. That number for us, for you to take control of the airwaves, bring up what you want, is 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Looks like everybody held through the news. So we start with Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark in Texas. Going one.
Thank you. I just want to make a small aside. I hear this all the time. I wish people wouldn't ask as a greeting, "How are you doing?" That's just a personal aside for me.
Do you mean generally, or do you mean only specifically on radio?
How are you doing? Just like hello is sufficient. Okay, just say hello. Hello.
I personally have nothing against it. It's a common phrase that people utter to one another and they really thoughtlessly. And I don't think there's anything wrong with asking someone how they are. But at the same time, as far as it being on the radio is concerned, I'm against it because it's just a waste. It's just a time waster. If I told everybody that asked me how I was doing, we'd spend a minute every hour me saying, great.
Thank you. You just made my point. But now, anyway, on to another
before
one.
You go on, I have a question. Do you have a lot of pet peeves?
No, just a couple. The government would be at the top, but anyhow, I guess what I would say with respect to the whole internet censorship and the folks from England, you know, I'm sorry for you, but you're not American, and I have no interest in what you think you should be able to view.
Well, now wait, don't get cocky here. Just because they're not American doesn't mean this isn't going to happen in America.
Don't think that socialism isn't alive and well in the United States.
Well, I realize, yes, indeed. I realize, of course, that, the potential for it to happen here is alive and well, and the effort is certainly very strong behind the scenes with the obfuscations and lies that represent most of what comes out of the average American politician's mouth, notwithstanding all the very obvious. My point would be, even for people looking for SpongeBob in the misspelling, there are filters available, just like your television. It requires a certain amount of your time to make certain that your children aren't poisoned by things you would rather than not see. And in addition, one of you guys had mentioned, well, I'm not sure what's really going on out there that is, you know, so horrible that is driving all this. You know, you take two or three instances out of a population of 250 million plus, which is an infinitesimally small amount. It's just extraordinarily small. And you serve it up to an apathetic, lazy congregation of American people, which by and large, I'm going to say better than 50% of the American people are in that category. And they're all about, okay, go ahead and help us be protected from whatever it is. And they don't want to take responsibility for their lives.
It's just so much easier to let government just handle as much as possible. And it's a mentality that I think is really dangerous. And I agree with you. It has infected a significant percentage of the American population. I don't know what. Maybe you're right. It's 50%. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe you're just being conservative with that number. I don't know. But it's a real problem.
I'm deliberately being conservative. There are days when I feel it is far greater than that. But frankly, it doesn't bother me because I know it's just a small percentage of people that are really required to make the real significant changes. Unfortunately, they come about at times when it's excruciating. But I think the whole idea of censorship at all has more to do with programs like this, what they say, the essential content of what they allow to be said, which is the real target of the censorship. God forbid that Americans should be allowed to wake up in any number sufficient that they can see just how truly depraved and criminal, and that's, I mean that quite sincerely, that their government has become, which indeed at the end of the day is nothing more than merely a reflection of that same apathetic, lazy congregation of people.
Brilliantly said. Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Unfortunately, the lazy Americans he's talking about went to government indoctrination camps, these public schools that are all around the country, and they taught them to believe that if something needs to be done, then to look to the government for the solution.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what he said. I don't like the sound of it.
It was a little harsh.
But, you know, I there's not much I can say that's contrary to it. I guess that the one thing that I would say is, you know, it doesn't matter how lazy or how dumb or however what, you know, whatever negative description you want to use for the average person, they shouldn't be able to make a decision for my life. They're probably the best person to make decisions for their life
because
they have the feet on the ground, sort of real-time information as to what's going on for them. So they should make decisions for them, and I think that they're the best individual to make decisions for their lives. I'm not saying that they'll make the best ones or the ones that I'd make or the ones that you would make, but they're the ones to decide what their life is to be about. And however, they have no information about my life and shouldn't be handing down dictates to me on how I should live in the same vein.
You know how sick the idea is that everybody should essentially be the same? I mean, isn't that what these people want?
That's what democracy is. If everybody got to vote on what type of ice cream we'd eat, we'd all eat vanilla.
You know how boring the world would be if that were the case?
It'd be vanilla.
If everyone were to believe the exact same thing, if everyone were to want the exact same thing, nothing would get done. The world would be awful. There would be no contrast. There would be no interest in anything out there. I mean, it's just it's madness to believe that you have the exactly correct belief system and that you should impose your belief system upon others at the threat of violence. And that's what the government is. It's nothing more than an agency with a monopoly over coercive force. It's the violent monopoly. It's not like any other monopoly. It's a violent monopoly. So we continue with your call. Sam in Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Mark.
Hey.
Well said, both of you right there.
What's on your mind?
I can. I may be able to solve this British guy's concerns.
Okay.
What he needs is a government ISP. And this way, his government can approve the websites he gets to go to weekly. The government can withhold the bill from his paycheck. And all his emails and instant messages could be filtered, and if they don't like what he said, they can contact him about it.
Now, his problem isn't what the internet that's coming through his computer.
Oh, he's okay, right?
He can handle it. His problem is the internet that's coming through your computer.
Oh, we can all have that, and the revolution would start quickly.
You think that's what it'll take? You think taking away internet freedom would spark a revolution?
Well, if not that, what would be really neat to hear is that when they say children are still finding a way, then the fact is that children have outwitted the government at that point.
Oh, that's not going to be hard to do.
Well, the fact is that people are outwitting the government every day, but it doesn't stop the people in government or the people that support each new one of these initiatives to start new initiatives.
And I'm not disagreeing with that statement. If you give them, agreed. But if you give them a government ISP, then just like the way the government runs everything else, it'd be driven into the ground. And and hey, this group that approves the websites, we could like alcohol and drug test them before they go look at these websites.
Well, I agree with that. The problem with a government ISP is it would only run half of the time,
and then the people that wanted to use the internet would
end up using the regular internet, and then the government would be outwitted by the competition, because the problem that the government has is that they can force people to pay for things, and that's how they manage to do business.
And these nanny staters can have that government ISP. I totally agree with everything you just said.
Well, it's a nice idea, but not bloody likely, because the government understands that it can't do things very well, which is why, and yes, we know you know that. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Sam, for the call. The government knows that it can't do things very well, which is why it's going to have the ISPs be the enforcers.
In the same way that they have the bars be the enforcers for the non-smoking, the smoking bans and all that other stuff.
So
the same way that they use businesses, they threaten businesses' licenses and the ability for them to do business.
Right.
And I don't see how in a free country you need a license to do business. But they threaten their licenses, and they're going to run them out of business if they don't control the customer's behavior.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. Still want to hear from somebody. There's got to be somebody out there who has the courage to pick up their phone and call in and actually take the side of the government on this one. Take the side of mandatory ratings for websites. You don't even have to take the side of restricting websites. Let's just say mandatory ratings. I don't mean filtering. I mean where you'll see like a little R symbol when you load the web page, or an X or something like that. 800-259-9231. Can you defend that idea? It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 26, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 848.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 873.73, 436.87 for the half ounce, and 218.43 for a quarter ounce. That's 873.73, 436.87, and 218.43.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust and confidence, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins. 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, and those features include archives. If you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free at freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs and poles at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Innerknobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, at checkout. That's internobs.com, internknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and poles at internobs.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Still looking. We had somebody who called to finally take the governmental position, the pro-censorship position, and they held on for 20 seconds, dropped off. So 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts on this story here from The Telegraph over in the UK. Now, remember, if you're just tuning in, just because this is from the UK doesn't mean it's not going to affect you here in the United States. In fact, the bureaucrat that is proposing these new internet restrictions, talking about a mandatory rating system and even more than that, actually, this particular bureaucrat is already suggesting that he's planning on negotiating with Barack Obama to implement the same measures here in America because, well, the internet is dangerous. In fact, Mr. Burnham, Andy Burnham, is a parent of three young children. He says his goal is for internet providers to offer child-safe web services. He says, "It worries me like anybody with children. Leaving your child for 2 hours completely unregulated on the internet is just not something you can do. This isn't about turning the clock back. The internet has been empowering and democratizing in many ways, but we haven't yet got the stakes in the ground to help people navigate their way safely around what can be a very, very complex and quite dangerous world."
We do have all kinds of things that help people navigate through the internet, which is the world that he's talking about that's dangerous, and we need
road signs.
I'd like him to find how people have been hurt or died as a result of the internet. Pictures
on a complex.
Computer. Okay, fine.
For your
complex.
Your tiny little mind compared to my mind.
Right.
You need
this is just another
help.
Guy that knows better how to live my life than I do. But I'm curious. How come he doesn't think that these internet filtering services are good enough?
It's not good enough because he wants more than that. He also wants new industry-wide takedown times. This means that if websites such as YouTube or Facebook are alerted to offensive or harmful content, they will have to remove it within a specified time once it is brought to their attention. Now, what he doesn't make clear is whether the takedown times only affect if the government demands that they remove something or if a user to the website demands they remove something. Either way, it's bad news, but if it's the users, they can just say, "Hey, I'm offended by that." And then within, you know, an hour, they have to remove the particular offensive video.
Yeah.
You can count on just about every piece of footage on YouTube, a lot of them, going away. And he says also that government...
The only ones that won't go away are the ones that no one cares about at all.
He says government's also considering changing libel laws to give people access to cheap, low-cost legal resource if they're defamed online. So encouraging people to lawyer up and go after that person who's offended you. Let's go to your calls. I believe Rich is back in North Carolina. Rich, who you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Well, Andy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm all for the internet rating system.
Oh, yeah?
But under one condition.
What's the condition, Rich?
That I get to be the one doing the rating.
That really is the kicker. And the fact is that you and I will never be the ones who are in charge, Rich.
Well, I guess you're right.
Yeah, so it's going to be somebody else telling you what to do.
Thanks, Rich, for the call. Not exactly what I was expecting. Still looking for somebody who can really take the pro ratings position on this show. There's got to be somebody out there. Let's try Mike, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I love this show. This show is fantastic.
It's on your mind.
I can't take the side of the government, but
damn
I can
it.
Make the observation
Thank
what
goodness.
I what I'd like to know if you guys think. Have you noticed how close we're becoming, England?
It's pretty darn close. I mean, they're kind of leading the path down the road to totalitarianism. They're a few steps ahead of the U.S. government, but they're definitely setting the standards, I would say.
You know, throughout all, and I've been fascinated by that because it's amazing that just a few generations we've been brainwashed by the government-run education system. And I found that the terminology, the Fabian socialist movement, which is from England, seems to have her hands in just about everything covertly that we're experiencing.
Well, yeah, the government education system has been working for a long time at creating very dumbed down, ignorant, essentially cogs in the system. That's what it's designed to do. And then one generation of cogs creates a new generation of even more ignorant cogs. And it's really just a sad, tragic situation that Americans have allowed this to happen. But that's just a fact. I mean, none of this would have happened had Americans actually stood up and said, well, wait a minute, we don't want you to do this. Government. We don't want these new regulations. We don't want these controls. We don't want this, and we're not going to cooperate with you. But unfortunately, everybody's so obedient that they just go along with whatever it is that's proposed.
Absolutely. And running parallel with this internet registration, have you guys heard anything about a thing called this is a government phrase, wait till I tell you this, Ammunition Accountability Act.
Yes. Obviously it's not enough to register all the guns, as though they actually have registered all the guns. But they want to register all the ammunition, too.
That is,
because guns
so
don't kill people.
Insane.
Bullets kill people.
Yeah. It's so insane that they think that a series of numbers would, then they could just, like, track these things and know. I'm sure that's what's going to happen. They can't stop the firearms that are in the people's free hands right now, but they sure could stop off the flow of ammunition and track it.
It's insanity, actually.
What they could do is just make it annoying to get ammunition, because there would be somebody in your town who makes those, what do they call them, reloads, makes ammunition themselves that doesn't have a number on it that you can buy through the newspaper or whatever.
And you better believe that the criminal element, who they claim that these laws are going to help prevent crimes, the criminal element is not going to go and buy their ammo through any legitimate channels.
If you outlaw ammunition, only outlaws will have ammunition.
Well, yeah, unmarked ammunition, exactly right. And if you buy a boxload of ammunition and then you resell that boxload of ammunition, your name is on the original purchase. Does that mean you're going to be responsible if the person you sold that box to goes and shoots somebody with it? I mean, it's really just a crazy idea.
Absolutely.
And you know what else it is? It's really also an attack on the manufacturers, because they'd have to spend probably a significant amount of money to upgrade their facilities in order to do whatever the imprinting is. Because it's my understanding they want to imprint some sort of identifying number on each round of ammunition. They don't have that ability at their manufacturing facilities at the moment. So you're talking about an increase to the cost to the consumer. But government doesn't care about that. In fact, they would love to see these gun manufacturers and ammo manufacturers going out of business.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I did the numbers on it and made some phone calls and did some research on it. 500% is the amount of increase in what it would cost to
make
ammunition.
That is insane. I thank you for the call tonight. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. All right, then. We'll move on. There are other callers holding with other topics. Haven't heard about anybody supporting what the government is doing, what they're planning on doing to the Internet, and that is a mandatory rating system, some sort of new, what they're calling a takedown time, where websites will have to pull down offensive content if it offends somebody, and then, of course, the inevitable government restrictions of what you can access online. It's already being done in Australia. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included, along with a 30-day money-back guarantee, by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverInc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverInc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on the website, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive. You can edit virtually anything you see there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to experience that for free. And if you love Liberty, check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more. That's bureaucrash.com. As we continue with your phone calls, we'll talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, right on, fellas. Did you have a happy Kwanzaa?
I'm a Ramza Kwanzmas.
I enjoyed my holiday, yes.
Hey, right on. Hey, I was just thinking about, you know, they're going to regulate the internet, and just like they do the television with the mainstream media, they're going to do it regardless of what we want, just like the bailouts and all this other. They just go through with whatever plan they're going to do.
I hope if they do, then I hope the hackers destroy the federal government's computer system. I hope that they are. I hope there is some sort of internet war as a result of that.
Well, I believe some of them got you know, the technology out there to just eat their system alive if they really wanted to. But
I think you're right. Yep. I mean, the government bureaucracies have been found over the years to have just gaping holes in their security policies. I mean, after all, they're the government, so they can't even get their... I mean, even though the government hires IT people, they don't have the same motivations that IT people have at other companies, so they aren't... They just don't do as good of a job. So those guys out there that are motivated to take down the government servers will be... I don't think they'd have much trouble.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say is an alternative, Ian, and I hope maybe you and Mark and Julia and the other listeners there might there's one thing we're working on here in New Zealand is getting like radio equipment, like FM repeaters and AM bands going, so they regulate it so hard and you know, or they just...
Well, certainly that's an option. It's an option today. I mean, whether it's when the internet crackdown occurs or whether it's now, I'm a huge fan of free radio, and I thank you for the call, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. In fact, I created a new subforum over on the Free Talk Live BBS recently to focus on that, as a matter of fact. I did a little reorganization of the various different forums in there, so you can head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Yeah, we've got a handful of Part 15 radio stations that pick up this show, and we have probably another handful of pirate-slash-community stations across the country that pick the show up and rebroadcast it. So that's certainly a way to get information out to people in a time of restricted information. Of course, if they really are serious about restricting info, you can expect to be targeted for doing something like that. But anybody that's putting up a pirate radio transmitter kind of knows that to be the case in the first place. So 1-800-259-9231. We continue with John listening to 970 WFLA in Florida. Hello, John.
Hello, Ian and
hey.
Mark.
You're
hey,
on the air. What's
having me on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm going to take it a slightly different direction. I heard the fellow on John Lennon, and he was saying that Life and Time magazine is run by the CIA or controlled by the CIA. And I found that when I was trying to get information out to the public, that I found our local newspaper down in Florida, St. Pete Times, wouldn't print stuff that was not really controversial, but factual. And what I did is I found 2,000 ancient stone anchors along the west coast of Florida.
Okay. 2,000 you found 2,000 ancient stone anchors along the state of Florida. Which side?
Along the west coast of Florida.
Okay. That's a lot of darn anchors. Go ahead.
And each one of them has a hole in it, or some of them have two or three holes in it. And the St. Pete Times didn't want to put the story up because I don't know exactly why, but the anchors were actually along the coast. In other words, there was nothing to dispute. The anchors.
So is this underwater, or are you talking about on the beach or something?
Well, they're actually on land. You see how this happened is I was following Ponce de Leon's notes or logbook, and it turned out he went searching for the Fountain of Youth, but
right.
That was a misnomer for the Spring of Rejuvenating Life in the Garden of Eden, but it was a Greek Garden of Eden he was looking for. So he came to Florida looking for a Greek Garden of Eden, and most of your listeners probably don't even realize that there was another Garden of Eden besides the one in the Bible.
So wait a minute, you're saying that he'd come to Florida correctly looking for the this alternate Garden of Eden, or he was in the wrong place?
How did the Greeks get here?
Well, it turns out that it wasn't an alternate Garden of Eden. He was searching for the only Garden of Eden, but he was using the Greek version from Plato to find his path here to Florida. And so he stopped at a place called Anclote River, and he set up this colony.
Wait, before you go on, if Plato knew where the Garden of Eden was and the Fountain of Regenerating Youth, how come Plato died?
Well, Plato was in Greece and didn't make it over there to investigate.
So how did he know where it was?
Speaking of,
okay,
he followed Solon, who was his uncle, and Solon was somebody who went to Egypt and learned from the high priest from Astilo. It's like a pyramidal type structure that's real tall and it had the markings on it. And
wait a minute, you're saying he heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody?
No, he heard it from a priest that read it off of a stelo, from Egypt. Anyway, he went back to Greece and told Plato everything, and Plato repeated the whole story in the Treatise.
Okay, so let's get back to Ponce de Leon. He found...
So he comes all the way, he's an educated man, comes all the way to Florida, lands at the Anclote River, and he starts searching around there. He finds a place called Spring Bayou on the Anclote River. And that's the place where all these manatees come every year, and it's also the place for an epiphany ceremony that they hold nowadays. The Greek church is going to hold it January 6th in Florida. And they throw a cross in the spring there, and all the Greek boys go diving.
Swim after it, right? I've seen that stuff. Okay.
So anyway, that same spring turns out to be the spring of rejuvenating life in the Garden of Hesperides, the Greek Garden of Eden. And the confirmation of this was... is Plato was saying that Poseidon was the first person to build a navy, and sure enough, up and down the coast, we find the remains of anchors on
so
land.
The Garden of Eden is in Tarpon Springs?
Tarpon Springs, Florida. Yes, it is. In fact,
now, how
the rivers...
come the kids, the little Greek kids, how come they, I would assume that those all those Greek kids that have been chasing that cross that they toss in the water there, I assume they die one day. Why is that?
Well, because the garden, the spring of rejuvenating life, Ponce de Leon found out, was a fish hatchery that Poseidon had created. Mixing pure water from the spring, brackish water from the ocean, and lake water from the lake in the underground spring.
So they were rejuvenating fish, not actually human beings? Is that the idea?
Right. And it was a spring of rejuvenating fish life.
I don't think, Mark, that it's an eternal life thing. It's just they keep generating
fish. Okay, I'm getting it. It's just a name.
And so you're saying that these 2,000 anchors that you have discovered are somehow tied into this because...
Right, because the first navy was built around Poseidon and the Garden of Eden and the first village of Atlantis, which was north of Tarpon Springs, 7 miles at Newport Richey in a place called Gulf Harbors. Marina is where the entrance port of Atlantis is.
Atlantis is the lost city?
Newport Richey?
The lost underwater city is actually on the ground now in Florida?
It's on the ground, and the reason why I know that is
Do you have a website?
I don't have a website.
You've got to get with the program, my friend.
You need a web domain and start. Go to FreeWebs. That's a good place to get one. And then you write a whole bunch of rambling stuff down the page and get some photographs to back yourself up.
You got 20 seconds. Go.
The point is that by finding 2,000 ancient stone anchors on land, it means that the Gulf of Mexico swept over the state of Florida.
All right.
I believe that.
Yeah.
State of Florida was covered
underwater.
In shells.
It was underwater at one time, right, Florida?
And the reason mankind has lost the Garden of Eden by so far is the reason why the state of Florida was overswept by the Gulf of Mexico is that
because
the Earth flipped 180 degrees north pole.
Wow, man. He needs to hook up with Gene Ray from TimeCube.com. Thanks for the call, dude. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. Northwestern Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MRDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and bringing more internet listeners on board around the world, and helping introduce new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. Plus, IHS even provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, March, that's Atlanta, not Atlantis, March 14th through the 19th. Visit LibertarianSeminars.com for more info. Plus, you'll get info on the upcoming summer seminars as well. LibertarianSeminars.com. We go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Frank, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello,
Hello.
Frank. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I heard a very interesting comment that was made about having a constitutional convention.
Ah, yes. I've heard them, people knocking around the idea of a con coming up here soon. And I don't know everything about it. But
I'd like to hear what Frank has heard. What have you heard?
What does it take to pass and, you know, to change the Constitution in a constitutional convention?
A resolution passed by a number of the states.
Three quarters?
Isn't it like 32 or 34 states, something like that?
And the way it was proposed was to narrowly define what the Constitutional Convention can do, which is eliminate the 16th and 17th Amendments and put in term limits for congressmen and senators, and also eliminate the unfunded mandates that are passed on to the states by the federal government.
So you're saying that what you heard was that was the proposal on the table for the Constitutional Convention?
Now, couldn't some, right. if they put together a Constitutional Convention, couldn't people that want a right to health care just get, you know, hijack this Constitutional Convention and manage to make, you know, make it so Americans have the right to health care, the right to, you know, clean air, the right to all kinds of things that, you know, don't seem like rights at all to me?
Right. This would be eliminated by the narrow scope of the resolution.
But so you're saying that's possible? And a constitutional convention is a constitutional convention.
And that is all that they could consider.
That's news to me. The people that seem to be pretty concerned about this have not mentioned that as a possibility. So I don't know. Where did you get this information?
I heard it on a talk show.
Okay. Well, I mean, anything you hear on the radio is certainly subject to question.
Right.
Anything you hear on this show is subject to question.
Right. It would have to be narrowly written by somebody who has expertise in constitutional matters.
I see where you're coming from.
I would love to do the things that you've talked about there, eliminating the 16th Amendment, which is
the income tax.
I can't remember what the other ones were, but that got me right there. You had me at 16th Amendment, Frank.
Right. But that's also the reason why it's not going to happen. I mean, they're never going to do that.
Well, by hanging out the 17th Amendment, which is the establishment of senators on a national scale, and putting them back into the states, that's the carrot that would get the states to say, well, that would give us representation in Congress, and that would probably be enough to tip it over to have it pass.
I love your
resolution.
Optimism. I really do. I wish I could be infected by it, but I'm just so... At this point, I'm so jaded and so cynical based on reality and what I've seen happening over the years. It's just, I mean, who's going to propose that besides Ron Paul? I mean, and I don't think he can – is it the senators or the reps that propose these things, or is it proposed by the state governments?
It is proposed by the state government.
Well, then there's even less likely that it's
going
to
happen. Through a resolution that they would pass.
Why would the state governments ever suggest getting rid of the federal income tax? Why would they? They don't even have a dog in that race.
They might not. They might not. They might balk at the elimination of the 16th Amendment, but the 17th Amendment, which gives them the power to appoint their senators.
I don't know. Do you think that the people in the state? Do you think the people in the state governments are really just itching to turn over the 17th Amendment? I mean, are people talking about that? It seems like Americans, by and large, don't really give a flip about how the senators are appointed or elected. I mean, I understand what you're saying. In the original Constitution, they were appointed based on it was not a popular vote. It was based on electoral votes, wasn't it, or something?
What, senators?
Senators, right?
I know they were appointed by the state.
Senators were appointed by the state. Government by the governor.
The governor. Okay, I see. All right. Well, thank you for the call tonight, and if that happens, we'll certainly let you know, or you can call us and let us know if it's happening.
It sounds like something I'd support.
It doesn't sound like something, and that's exactly why it's not going to happen.
Right. No one's asking me. I can tell you that.
Right. These government people couldn't give a flip, about the 16th Amendment, and I can't imagine why the governor of the state of whatever really is harping on the issue of wanting to appoint senators. I mean, that might be something that they'd enjoy doing, but it doesn't seem like it's on the front of their plate.
Well, they could sell them like Blago tried to.
Yeah, right, and that's not going to work out too well in today's climate. I'm sure they're all a little frightened of being caught, I mean, at this point.
I don't want to be a spoiled sport. I just kind of feel like the federal government is too far gone. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have my support for good things like this, good constitutional stuff. You can.
Sure.
I just think it's too far gone.
Well, look at what happens with old Ron Paul. I mean, the one guy with some level of principle up there in Washington, but he's the only one. So he proposes all kinds of great legislation, and then he's like the only person to vote on it. Everybody else votes it down. I mean, it just, they don't even know
why. Many of them don't even know why they're voting it down. Most senators and representatives, because it really doesn't make it out of the House. People in the House of Representatives don't know why we shouldn't have metal-backed currency instead of this fiat stuff that we currently have, where they just turn on the printing presses and devalue our currency. And the reason that we have this whole banking crisis, the whole real estate crisis, everything that's gone wrong, everything that Ron Paul has said has come true. They don't even understand why they vote no. They just say, I don't know anything about that. No.
I don't think a constitutional convention is very likely because it's relatively difficult to get one started. But it's my understanding that once it's started, it's open season on the Constitution and that they can change whatever it is they want to. At least that's what that's the impression I got from reading an article by Chuck Baldwin from the Constitution Party. You'd think the guy might know what a Constitution convention was. And so that's the impression I got, was that it was completely open season. So if that's the case, what's most likely in that instance is what you're suggesting, Mark. That is that they're going to add in all kinds of new socialist provisions to the Constitution that had never been there before, thereby making everything the government does constitutional now after the fact.
You know,
because they're already doing it all. Now that would just be catching the document up to the reality.
You know, it's not like they're using the Constitution anyway.
Right.
You know, a constitutional convention, I feel, is moot. Like I said, I support anything that's in back up the Constitution to give
in its current form.
In the form that it exists in, you know, with the stuff that they wrote down. But I don't feel the Constitution has teeth. It's pretty clear to me that the Constitution says that that Congress shall make no law. What part of no law don't you understand here? Establishing a religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press. There's all kinds of laws abridging the right to freedom of speech and the press.
Only on the First Amendment.
What about the second one? The second one's the most obvious. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's been done 20,000 times.
20,000 times on the federal level. Right. Forget the state levels.
So, really, I mean, the whole idea, the federal government is, as you say, Mark, long gone. There's no saving it at this point. No amount of finagling and calling representatives and begging is going to turn this around. In fact, that's kind of why I like the idea of them going ahead and writing in all the socialism stuff to the Constitution, because then the constitutionalists, they won't be able to fall back on it. Then we'll actually have to have some real secession talk. Then I think secession could really grow some legs.
I don't support anything that's anti, people's freedom.
I wouldn't support it in that I would give money to the effort. I wouldn't necessarily actively support it, but at the same time, hey, I think they should go ahead and rewrite the Constitution to apply to what's going on today. Let's have a totalitarian, socialist, fascist, police state constitution in effect. Because then I think people will start talking seriously about secession. Because then I think they'll come to the understanding that there is no saving the federal government. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts on that, or whatever you want. Coming up, $1.50 in sales tax. Got a man in hot water.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmonds. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to dropdeaddolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Silver.